And back at the Classic of the Country, I'm Matt Coy. I'm joined by Dan Olson with Collegiate Girls Basketball Report, and of course, a presence at the Classic every single year, Dan. And Dan, you're a very well-traveled guy here. Get a place to get everywhere covering girls basketball, don't you?
Yeah, this is an ongoing thing. We connect every January.
So we do.
Great to be back in Berlin as usual, and being with you. And yeah, some things never change, and travel is one of them for me, especially.
It's all about it. I'm just getting kind of a sense of that here for people that don't realize here. I know you were telling me before, you're a couple places here the last couple weeks, and you're going to be going someplace different next week, right?
Correct. I cover girls basketball only, but I start in the middle school level. So we're talking 6th, 7th graders on up through the high school ranks and then into junior college. And of course, I have to cover the transfer piece to colleges as well.
Yeah.
So weekly travel to a different destination virtually every week throughout the year, and it's been doing that for about 17 years now.
Now, I know you call yourself the undisputed coach's source. Now, what makes you the undisputed coach's source?
Well, I look at it this way. I'm not working for an event operator. I've always been pretty unbiased. I've been like Switzerland. I call it like I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have any dog in the hunt, and I think that's why people really use me as a scouting service throughout the country at various levels, because I give them an unbiased opinion, and that's why I'm the undisputed coach's source.
Absolutely. There you go. Absolutely. Now, you're also the co-host of the NJCAA Hot Hoops. Can you explain exactly what that is?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I am. Myself and young woman named Kenya Landers, who I've known for many years. Kenya and I co-host the show. It's all about junior college women's basketball, of which I watch probably more than anybody throughout the U.S. And it was a year ago in the making where the NJCAA reached out, and Kenya and I have been doing it now. This is our second year, and we really work well together. We've known each other for years. Kenya was a previous player at Junior College Trinity Valley, where she won a national championship and actually wound up coaching there as a national champion. Played at Texas, knows the business, really, really into the junior college women's scene. And yeah, I mean, I'm delighted to have her as part of it. But we do a weekly show. It's every Thursday afternoon at 3:00. If you go to the njcaa.org website and click on their YouTube channel, you can follow us, and you can even go back and look at the archive shows that we've had. We've had some interesting people on over the past year, and various coaches from the junior college level. But we've had players from the previous years that have played junior college that have moved on, and great college coaches that we've had that have been involved in junior college. So it's really kind of it's really hit off pretty well.
That is terrific. You kind of see how girls basketball has evolved over the years, and just the popularity of it. You know, the collegiate level, obviously, you got Caitlin Clark and the popularity of that, how it's kind of trickled down to the high school level. How have you seen that explode, I guess, and also grow in popularity?
Yeah, the popularity is off the charts. It's getting recognized now like it should have been years ago, but, the TV ratings don't lie.
Mm-hmm.
And, people like players like Caitlin Clark and college coaches like Gino and Dawn Staley, these dynamic personalities that have great players, it's just it's fun to watch. And that's why the people have bought in. And you got players like, Juju and Caitlin Clark and Hannah Hidalgo. And, it just goes on and on.
Now, we're just out of curiosity, where would you rate Ohio as far as high school girls basketball talent, I guess, nationally?
Well, over the long haul, Ohio was way at the top. They would churn out well over 125 Division I prospects. I don't know if it's at that number anymore. But certainly the strength of Ohio basketball has its roots in its really good fundamental coaches that care to develop the kids at a young age and develop them as they move forward. And that's why I think Ohio has sustained itself over the long haul. But you've got different states all over now, that have really up the ante, so to speak, you know. But nonetheless, Ohio is always been up there and probably will continue to be.
Dan, is there an off season for you? Are you still continuing to do this during the with AAU ball during the summer, things like that?
Yeah, no, it never stops. You know, we go through travel ball in the summer, JUCO stuff in the fall, in the middle school in the winter, and yeah, it never in high school tournaments. You know, so it doesn't stop, keeps on going, perpetual.
Absolutely. Well, Dan, as always, always great to chat with you and catch you up here at the Classic of the Country, and enjoy your time.
Thanks for having me again, and I'm sure I'll see you next year.
Absolutely. Again, that's Dan Olson, Collegiate Girls Basketball Report at this year's Classic in the Country.